The praying mantis really does look like he's praying all the time. He's always ready.
We can really learn something from the mantis. Be ready to pray at all times. Have you ever heard of a praying mantis? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. I know it's just an insect, but the praying mantis really does look like it's praying with its hands folded and everything. But really, it's ready for the opportunity to catch its next meal. Christians should also always be ready to pray too, not to catch bugs to eat, but to bring any problem or request to God. He hears every prayer, and you can be confident He'll answer it in His perfect time. That's why we can always obey 1 Thessalonians 5:17. It says, "Never stop praying." Our story today is entitled, "Lessons from a Praying Mantis." Kyle stared out the window, his homework forgotten on the table in front of him. He had been daydreaming, not very interested in solving his math problems, when he noticed a praying mantis perched on the bush outside. Kyle was mesmerized by the interesting creature. The mantis didn't move. He stood still with his front legs held together, looking like he was praying. As Kyle continued to watch, he saw an insect land on a branch right in front of the creature. All at once, the praying mantis lunged forward and grabbed the insect. "Wow, he's hunting," Kyle thought to himself. He was still watching the praying mantis when his mom walked in. "Homework done?" Mom asked. "Not yet. But look at this praying mantis. Is he cool or what? He just caught his dinner a few minutes ago." Kyle proceeded to tell his mom about how the praying mantis had remained still in a praying stance until an insect had appeared on the branch in front of him and then got snatched up. "That's pretty neat. God sure created some interesting creatures. You know, Kyle, the praying mantis always reminds me of how the Bible tells us to pray. There's a verse that tells us to stay alert and be persistent in our prayers." "That sounds like the praying mantis waiting to catch a bug," said Kyle. Mom nodded. "The praying mantis is in his ready stance, waiting with confidence, knowing he will catch his dinner. As Christians, we need to be in the ready stance of prayer too. The Bible reminds us that we are dependent on God to provide for us and help us in everything we do, and He wants us to bring our needs and requests to Him in prayer. Just like the praying mantis is confident he'll catch his dinner, we can be confident that God will hear us when we pray and that He will answer us. We're His beloved children, so even when He doesn't answer the way we want, we can trust Him to do good things through our prayers, knowing that He gave His own Son so we could have the joy and peace of Jesus in our lives. Wow, that's really cool," Kyle grinned and folded his hands. "Now I'm in my ready stance, too." Well, how about you? Are you in a ready stance of prayer, trusting God to listen to your requests? You can be confident that He hears you and will answer your prayers. Now, that doesn't mean He'll always answer the way you want, but He does promise to use your prayers to do good things in your life and in the lives of others. So keep praying and be ready to take hold of the answers God provides. Our key verse once again, 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
Never stop praying.
And our key thought today, keep praying. Sometimes the best way to read a story is to hold it right in your hands and feel the pages and maybe even smell the ink. Now you can get the Keys for Kids stories just like that. We'll send them to you in the mail with your name on it and everything. That way you'll never miss a story. Plus you can play the games and write in the journal too. Get it in the mail by signing up today at keysforkids.org/subscribe. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for taking some time to listen to Keys for Kids today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.